And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Would this Fonnie Willis case backfire on the Democrats? Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. By now, everyone is aware that this judge sided with criminals. Once again, we have the judicial system not siding with the American people, not having a blind eye, but looking the other way when criminal activity is taking place. This whole case in Georgia with Fonnie Willis and Loverboy should have been tossed out, should have been thrown out. Fonnie Willis went into the courtroom and lied along with the Loverboy, Wade. They both lied under oath, mind you. And the judge is completely aware that she was lying. The judge is holding Wade accountable, but he's not holding her accountable. They were both in cahoots in the criminal activity that they were doing. And it's 100% political. I don't care what they say or how they try to deny it. What's happening is 100% political, what the judge just did and what Fonnie Willis was doing, because they want to go after Trump. That's all this is all about. All of it's about that he threw out. And you know what? The judge threw out six of the charges. I guess he was throwing out six of the charges, trying to make it look like I'm being fair and balanced here. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. The truth is the only thing that matters in this case. But that was to throw some of us a bone. That's all it was, to throw us a bone. Because he wasn't going to remove Fonnie Willis. He knew that he wasn't going to remove Fonnie Willis when he did that. And then he gave an ultimatum to Fonnie Willis saying, look, you can stay on the case, but you're going to have Wade go away because you and Wade, your relationship and the lies that you told together, that can't stand. But you can stay on the case and you can continue to go after President Trump in this fraudulent case that you have against him. But Wade, he has to go because of the optics. So both of them, nothing's going to happen to him. He goes back to his private business. It's not even a slap on the wrist. They're acting like it never even happened. They took taxpayer money and went on lavish vacations. Nothing happens to them. Wade, he should have never been appointed in that position in the first place. And come to find out, he was in that position because he was having sex with Fonnie Willis. The evidence shows that. So I guess now it only depends on public opinion. This judge that's in this place, he's elected position as well. He needs to go. Fonnie Willis needs to go. Every single Democrat that's behind us, they need to go. But this is Georgia. Majority of the people in Atlanta, which are black, it is, they're more likely going to vote for another Democrat because it's like they don't know any better. The same Democrats that's been doing all this, causing all these problems for them, are the same ones that's causing the major issues that they're seeing right now. Listen to some of this that we have about them talking about this very thing, about the judge basically giving Fonnie Willis an ultimatum. And she hasn't come out as of yet, right, Shannon? She hasn't come out and made a statement saying that she has a replacement for Wade.
I have not seen it, but they're saying that most likely that's what she's going to do.
More than likely, right? So she's scrambling around trying to find somebody right now that's credible and that's going to give her what she wants. Someone that's going to look at President Trump in the eyes that President Trump has done something wrong when he has it. Listen.
The entire office out of the mix. He'd have to reassign this to another set of prosecutors. That would cause considerable delay. It could also cause the dismissal of the case if those new prosecutors looked at this racketeering theory and said, like many of us, wow, this doesn't really hold together very well. So this avoided the cliff, but it did not avoid the questions that will inevitably come up. You know, it's like, you know, finding two people in a bank vault and taking one off to jail. I mean, the question is, you know, the appearance problem that the judge identified with regard to Wade was directly related to his relationship with Willis. They both testified in the same way. They were the two parts of this this relationship, and yet only one of them was disqualified. And so that's going to lead to these questions. I mean, well, why should Willis escape that same penalty? The opinion leaves us feeling like the court went and shot the wounded.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great question. And there is always the question, unfortunately, of politics and the influence of politics potentially on this, because these are elected officials. They are up for election again in May. I believe all of the people involved here are up for, including the judge, up for election in May. So that may be why Judge Scott McAfee wanted to speak on his own behalf before this decision came down. And he spoke with WSB TV, and this is what he said. The message I want to convey is no ruling of mine is ever going to be based on politics. I'm going to be following the law the best I understand it. I just focus on the job I'm doing. I'm incredibly grateful for the last year I've been able to do this. I took this job not because I wanted to score partisan political points, didn't go looking for the spotlight. I did it because I love the law and giving people their day in court and being efficient about it. So, Jonathan, you know, there will be speculation that this was a political move on his part. It's the easier road for him to take in many ways to leave Fani Willis in this spot. But judging based on what you watched in the courtroom, do you think that's fair?
Well, I have to say that I've been praising the judge, and I still believe that he has conducted himself in a fair and professional way.
He's saying that, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't think that he actually did conduct himself in a very professional way. Fani Willis was in the courtroom disrespecting the courtroom. Fani Willis was literally lied in the courtroom to his face. And he knows if he has any respect for himself, he would have held her accountable for blatantly lying. All the evidence came out. And then they actually had witnesses to come forward to even show that Fani Willis was lying. So this is the way it is in the United States of America today, that you can have two people caught up in a love affair, shouldn't be working together, but yet they are. They both go on vacations using taxpayer-funded money to do so. They penalize one, but not the other, when both of them were together doing it. If you go to a bank and you drive somebody to a bank and you sit outside in the car and the person that you drove to the bank goes inside the bank and robbed the bank, runs outside, jump in your car, you drive off, go down the street, the cops pull you over. Not only is the person that robbed the bank going to jail, but so are you. But in this case, Fani Willis, nothing happens to her. She should be disbarred. She should be removed from the case. But the only reason why the judge is keeping this around is because it's a huge scandal was happening. A huge scandal. Listen to some of this one. And also, we're going to open up the phone lines, because if you want to call in and tell me, do you think that this is going to hurt President Trump? Or do you think ultimately this is going to help President Trump? Because personally, I think it's going to help, because the people see how wrong this is. Can you know, there's people that Fani Willis have gone after because of perjury, because they lied. Listen to some of this, and we're gonna put the phone lines up on the screen here. Give me a call.
Judge McAfee was presented with motions by the defendants, not by all of them, by the former president and by four others, so five of them, who were accused. Do you remember the famous phone call with the Brad Raffensperger? Just find me more votes. The one interpretation of it is just make sure that the numbers were accurate and then they didn't just drop votes of mine. The government says, well, that was an effort to ask him to concoct votes. Judge McAfee said, whatever it is, you didn't present enough evidence so that Donald Trump and the others know what you're going to say it is when you're in court. What does that mean? Well, the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution says you're entitled to know the charges against you with specificity, and there's not enough specificity here. So good news is I'm going to throw these charges out. Bad news is she could bring them back if she does so with more specificity. But whatever that specific allegation is, she'll be confined to that in the courtroom.
So we've got the headline out there. That's a great point, by the way. We've got the headline out there that, again, Fannie Willis, she could remain on this case based on the findings and the ruling by Judge McAfee, essentially saying there's the evidence is insufficient of actual conflict of interest within this case. That's out there. But the special prosecutor has to step down, one or the other. It's likely right. that it would be Nathan Wade that would have to step down. What does that do to this case? Is that an actual blow to the election interference case, the RICO case?
Well, it depends on whether or not she has her number two ready to go. The sort of scuttlebutt that we gather is that she has had a person in her office, I don't know the person's name, an experienced trial lawyer ready to replace Nathan Wade if he or she should be removed from the position. My expectation is that she will announce this afternoon that Nathan Wade's going to go back to his private practice and so-and-so, whoever it is ready to go. And, Your Honor, we don't want to delay at all. And then the defendants will say, well, we want to delay, as Professor Dershowitz so nicely predicted, because we want to go to the appellate court. And Judge McAfee will probably say, well, you can go to the appellate court, but we're not going to stop the pretrial proceedings.
So no slowdown.
I don't think there'll be a slowdown. If there is a slowdown because she's unprepared for this, that proves the point. Mm-hmm. That proves the point that her clients, the people of Fulton County, whose tax dollars went to Nathan Wade, are suffering financially because of this relationship.
Yeah, I think we can sort of wrap this up for the time being. We've been following this case, and there's been a lot of questions about her authenticity and, quite frankly, how truthful she had been on the case. The fact that she will likely remain on this case doesn't in any way sort of cloud how believable it is to begin with.
In my view, there is no question but that she was untruthful on the witness stand. What is that called? That's called perjury. She has prosecuted people for perjury. As Professor Dershowitz have said, people have gone to jail for perjury, having perjured themselves far less than she did. Where will that be redressed? With the voters. She will have to answer to the voters for her misbehavior, horrible judgment, and perjury in this case.
Yes. The voters are more likely going to speak up. The voters are going to actually have to, that's the only way that she can be removed is by the voters. The voters are the only way that she's going to be removed because this judge didn't do his job. She should be held accountable. Now, they're constantly talking about how people, no one is above the law. No one is above the law. But they break the law constantly. And then they turn around and like, it's perfectly fine when they break the law. It's okay when they do it, but everybody else, no one is above the law. No one is above the law, only them. Imagine, how does that work? Please help me understand that. Okay, we're go to break, and when we come back from this break, I want you to hear from Leo Terrell, Leo 2.0. Let's hear what he has to say about Fannie Willis and this whole case with President Trump. We'll be right back.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom
is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Okay, now listen to Leo Terrell as he's talking about this case with Fani Willis and how she should have been tossed out. It's pretty ridiculous. Here, check it out.
Hi, Leo 2.0 here, big time Trump supporter. I just read the ruling from Judge McAfee regarding the motion to disqualify Fani Willis and Nathan Wade. The judge got it wrong. Fani Willis should be disqualified. Nathan Wade should be disqualified. The case should be dismissed. Fani Willis and Nathan Wade lied in court. Everyone in this country saw the testimony. And yet this judge punted his obligation to Fani Willis to allow her to decide what she's going to do. This was nothing more than an attempt to keep a frivolous case going against President Donald J. Trump. The use of the legal system to go after Trump is unlawful and basically insults the intelligence of every American in this country. Judge McAfee, you should be ashamed of yourself. Fani Willis went into a house of God and played the race card to demonize the defendants. No one in this country believed Fani Willis reimbursed Nathan Wade. Fani Willis and Nathan Wade lied on the witness stand. And yet this judge didn't have the courage to do his job. Shame on you, Judge McAfee. Dismiss this case today. Fani Willis has no right, no legal obligation to pursue this case. She should be facing ethical charges from the state bar along with Nathan Wade. God bless America. God bless President Trump.
I mean, this is Leo Terrell. He used to be far left. And I was actually talking to my producer about this just last night because I'm seeing a lot more black people, a lot more white people, a lot more Americans starting to wake up. And I'll tell him, I said, you know, the thing is once people see the truth, you can't unsee it. You can't unsee it. That's why, like, people like Leo Terrell, now he sees what's happening. Yeah. And he's a smart man. And it's like, once you see the truth, you can't go back. It's completely different. So let me play this one for you. And I wasn't going to play this until later on. But this is a prime example. Prime example. This is so good. This is like one of the best videos that I've seen in a long time. Biden has a black voter problem. To drill it in more, watch this. This is so good. So good. Go full screen.
Politics are an ongoing debate between Azad Ahmadi, member of the Georgia Black Republicans, and his girlfriend Alexandra, a registered Democrat, who at times sit on opposite sides of the aisle.
So even though you have political differences, it's not a deal breaker.
No, it's not a deal breaker.
Oh, no, 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 absolutely not.
So in 2008 and 2012, you voted for?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
2016?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton.
2020?
Donald Trump.
Biden.
And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Wow! That's awesome. Can you imagine how the Democrats feel about that? This is like one of the best videos ever. Now, the husband, I'm assuming it's the husband, right? The husband, yeah, the husband, he voted for President Trump every single time. And you know, there's been discussions on these liberal government state media outlets where they were talking about the black male, for the most part, has been voting for Trump. They've been leaving the Democrat Party. It's like, that's the way it was back during slavery. The black male, they were the ones that would run from the Democrat plantation. The most cases, the women would stay. The men would run. Same thing here. She was staying with the Democrats. Obama, she stayed with the Democrats. Hillary Clinton, Biden. And now, once you see the truth, you can't unsee it. Now the truth is here being presented to him. Now she's voting for Trump. This is such a good video. And you can tell right here at the end of it, which she pauses too. Like, because it's almost like I can't, you know, because now you see it. Let me just share it again, because it's so good. Watch.
2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good. It's like one of the best videos out there right now. I was really amazed to see that. And I was like, this is so good. This is so good. And my producer, Shannon, she pulled it up. She said, look at this. And I'm like, wow. Because I was just having a conversation with you last night about when people see the truth, you can't unsee it.
Yeah. And that's what's going on.
That's
right
why
now.
She's flipping now.
But and we've been talking about when is enough for these people, right? And so people like her, enough is enough. You know, they've had, Will, it is so disgusting right now with what is happening in America. And it's all because Biden and Biden alone. He is solely responsible for this huge illegal migration into America. People
are
being
killed.
Well, you
had it right, illegal migration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Illegal, I was going to say immigration, but migration. I mean, it's disgusting, right? And then our economy is in turmoil. Will, we have to, we're going to show you a story, I think, later about Tyson Foods. I mean, it's so maddening what they have done to America. They're flipping it upside down. And you know what's sad, Will? Is the fact that these people didn't see it before 2020. Because you can almost say it's part of their fault. Every single person that voted for Biden, it's their fault we are where we are. And the fact that they continue to vote these people into Congress and Senate, these Democrats, these progressives, they're ruining our country, right?
But that's the whole point. That's the whole point. How many times have I said that these Democrats, their whole agenda is America last? They're purposely trying to destroy the country.
Right.
We see it happening right before our very eyes that they're doing this.
And now we see that, look at Fani, right? Look at this Fani case.
Yes, Fani Willis.
Now, once again, we know that she lied under oath. Why is she still in position? This is a woman, just like you said, that's prosecuted people and even put people in jail.
Yeah.
Right?
She's pushing to put people in jail for the very same thing right. she did.
Right.
So the it's justice for thee,
but not for me. I mean, just wow. And so people are seeing this. People are seeing this because I'll be honest. Most people were not expecting him to come out and say, okay, Fani, it's either you or Wade, but one of you got to go. They both lied. Both. So how do you pick and choose which one you're going to kick off of the... It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. They both did it, but only one is going. And you're saying it's not political? It has everybody that's looking at this goes, of course it's political. Just like you said, of course it's political. You can't even convince us that it's not at this point.
It's 100% political. And this just exposes that to a T. This completely exposes that this judge. Now, let me remind everybody before I continue. This judge, he actually donated to Fani Willis's campaign for the position that she's currently in. He donated money to her campaign. So I guess there's a couple of reasons why I believe that this judge did this. I believe this judge did this because he doesn't want people to believe that he's racist. And Fani Willis would be quick to play the race card against him. His position is elected as well. So if she starts going out there screaming, saying that he took her off the case because he's trying to protect President Trump, because President Trump is white, he's white, she would play the race card. You can't tell me that she wouldn't do that when she went into a church playing the race card. She went to a Catholic church. She went to a black church playing the race card, telling everyone that God wants her to go after President Trump. After she committed adultery and having a sexual relationship with Wade, committing adultery in the church. And no one is saying anything about that. That's what you call a charlatan. 100% charlatan. And we're all supposed to believe that this is perfectly fine. There's nothing to look at, nothing to see here. It's like, okay. But you know what, Shannon? I'm really not surprised that it panned out this way. Because the level of corruption that we see in the United States of America in our judicial system right now, this is not a surprise to me.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's probably true.
I'm not even batting an eye on it.
Yeah, and that's probably true. Probably a lot of people are actually starting to feel like that. They're probably like, well, this is just business as usual in the liberal, you know, judicial system, right? But I don't know. It's maddening. And you know what? You can see the outrage. Did you play the one Dershowitz?
No.
Yeah, you have to listen to Dershowitz because, of course, he's a liberal. And even he is mad about this judge's verdict. And so, you know what, Will? You have all these people that are attorneys that are chiming in on this going, wow, this is unprecedented. We did not see this coming. And so, you know, when you have that, you know that he had to know this was going to be questionable. And he almost sits there and says, thank you for the year I've been in this position. I've enjoyed it. I know I'm not going to get reelected. That's almost what it sounds like when he does his little speech before he does his verdict, right? And then he even chastised her, literally, and said the judge slammed Fani for improper church speech and playing the race card. Well, you know, she's slamming the other side of the aisle in a church in front of everybody in the realm of public opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? In the realm of, yeah.
And so.
100%. I didn't want to stop you, even though we need to go to break.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to break.
Need to go to break. I wasn't going to stop you because you were on a roll and you don't want me to stop you. You can't stop a woman from talking.
Oh, stop.
See, she can tell me to stop.
When we come back, we will hear from Dershowitz.
Yeah, we'll be right
Stay
back.
Stay tuned.
to MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Okay, everybody, we are back. So let me go ahead and play this audio clip with Dorchewicz talking about this case with Fani Willis. It is a total scam, and it is 100% political.
Well, I think the verdict, the result, is utterly dishonest. I respectfully disagree with Judge Napolitano, who I respect enormously. Everybody knows that she profited from it. Everybody knows who watched the thing, that she committed perjury, that she conspired to commit perjury with Nathan Wade and with the other witness. Who are you going to believe, this judge of your lying eyes? We all know there was an actual conflict of interest here. He just doesn't have the guts to say it. And I predicted he wouldn't have the guts to say it. He has to live in Fulton County. Now, he may have said some things that are very critical of her, but still, he should have removed Gay from the case. There is an actual conflict of interest. She made money from this case. If anybody believes that she actually paid back every penny in cash, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. There are people in prison. There are people in death row based on evidence less strong than this. The pings, the lies about why he was at her house at 11 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning playing Scrabble. This is a scandal, and the judge just didn't have the courage to do the right thing. And judges often don't, and they will find a way out. And this is a weaselly way out. Yes, of course, there was an appearance of injustice, appearance of conflict, but there was an actual conflict. And I hope that the defendants will appeal this, and I think they can. In many states, they could. Disqualification denials are subject to mandamus or interlocutory appeals. And so I would hope that there would be an appeal here on two issues. Number one, the evidence is overwhelming that there was an actual conflict of interest. And second, there shouldn't have to be an actual conflict of interest. It should be enough that there is a realistic appearance where virtually everybody looking at this says, this smells to high heaven. So this is a bad result. I haven't read the whole decision. I've only read parts of it. And I'm sure he says some good things, and I'm sure he cites some good cases. But the result is wrong, and the result is unjust. And the result is inconsistent with what every person watching this hearing knows. They all know she got a financial benefit from this. They all know she lied on the stand. And, you know, you can't do justice that violates what everybody out there knows to be the truth. That really undercuts our legal system tremendously. And so he should have ruled honestly. Yes, there's a conflict. Yes, she committed perjury. Yes, there was a conspiracy. Yes, she received financial benefit for this. That's the truth, and the truth matters.
It used to matter. It no longer matters. Like I said a minute ago, they are constantly screaming, no one is above the law except for them. They get to break the law. And I've actually said this for years. Democrats get to break the law because they're demonic. When you do wrong things, the evil people, they're not going to go after you. They only want to go after the people who are doing the right thing. If you're doing something positive, they'll go after you, these evil people. But if you break the law, nothing happens to you. Prime example, the same thing happened in New York, where you had these illegals beating up police officers on camera, caught on camera. And Alvin Bragg said they were free and clear, no charges at all. You understand this? Because we live in a lawless society. This lawless society is ran by the Democrats, and the Democrats, they will protect and defend everybody. Another thing that I've been saying for many years, they will defend and protect Democrats. 100%. Democrats can break the law. They can do all this criminal activity, and they'll look the other way. Or when they don't even have to look the other way any longer, because they know that they can do this stuff and nothing happens to them. If Fani Willis had any integrity about herself, she would step down. She would step aside, at least, the very least.
I mean, yeah.
But she's not going to do that because she doesn't have any integrity.
Yeah, she's got to know that this case is now, the integrity of the case is questioned. And still, Will, something could happen with this case. It could be a mistrial. It could be deemed something. I'm quite sure that the Trump team has some argument in place that because of this, it could put their case in jeopardy. You know, the prosecutor's case in jeopardy, but we'll see. I mean, it just shows the tackiness of the left, right? They, in fact, if they really, really, you know what though? Well, I was just thinking something. Think about this. If they actually thought they had a good, flawless case, what happens if another one came up behind Fani and Wade and saw, wow, this is actually a corrupt case. We shouldn't even be doing this.
Well, that's the reason why I think Fani Willis is trying to find someone who's going to keep all the other stuff under wraps. Mm. I think that's right. That's what she's trying to do right now. I believe that she's trying to find somebody that's going to come in and continue the lie that she's been pushing. That's what I believe is taking place here. because she can't let this information come out. I'm willing to bet there's still more information about this case that never even seen the light of day. And if they bring someone in, this person that they're bringing in is going to have to be corrupt, just like she is, just like this judge, just like Wade. It may be someone that she's already had another special relationship with. As far as we know, that could be the case. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure she's not going to make that mistake again. But then again, she might. She's really not that bright in the first place. So she just might do that again. I don't know. But this case, this whole thing should be tossed out. But they're not going to do it because it is political. We're in election year.
And I want to see everybody else's. You know, I want to see the videos where people are like, see, dude, Trump's getting done wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to those videos over this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. I believe that this is going to end up helping President Trump again because they're going to see that. What about all the people that Fannie Willis have gone after before?
You know what? That's a good point. That's a really good point.
All the people that she went after before, right, put in and, you know, tried and found guilty, right, for the same thing that she did. I would do a lawsuit against her.
Ooh.
I would do a lawsuit against the state.
You're not lying.
This is not, the rules are different. Well, anyways, when we come back, I want to share some stuff with you that is the rules are different for Americans versus illegals. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
So, people from Haiti is running to America. Huh? Haiti. These people from Haiti is running to America, and Joe Biden has the red carpet open for them. I saw one report where one of these Haitians, I don't think they've been in the country for 24, maybe 48 hours. It's a really short time to my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And has already raped somebody.
Yep. I actually have Elon Musk retweeted it.
Already
I have it
up. Really? You want to put, can we put that on the screen? Yeah. Look at this.
It says that the Department of Homeland Security sources tell me that Haitian man arrested for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl will.
Wait a minute. She's 15.
Uh-huh.
Strike one. Right. And she's disabled.
Right.
I mean, come on. So so she can't run away from him?
Right. At a migrant hotel. See,
this, you know what? This, I'm not a violent person, but this person, they need to find a millstone. I mean, they're in their Florida. They're already right there on the water.
Well, this one, yeah.
Get a millstone and go ahead and do the deed.
Well, this one happened in Massachusetts, Will. The one in Florida is separate. It says Massachusetts Wednesday night came to the U.S. via Biden's admin's parole program for Haitians, which allowed him to fly into JFK Airport in New York City direct from Haiti in June of last year.
Wow.
On a 2-year parole grant.
So this monster's already been here.
He's been here. But he came via parole, which means that he otherwise wouldn't have been able to, you know, say asylum or get here legally.
Wait a minute. Joe Biden is flying these people into the country.
Yeah, directly.
But they won't fly the Americans in Haiti right now America.
Correct.
Make that make sense, everybody. This is exactly what I'm constantly saying. These Democrats put America last. Americans last. When do people wake up to it? I don't think people will wake up to it. I think it's a problem. They're not going to wake up to it. Let me play this for you. I'm going to listen to this clip talking about these illegals. And it's getting worse. Listen.
Sandra, now to Florida, where the community in Palm Beach is on edge after police say a woman was kidnapped and sexually assaulted before she managed to escape. Three men are now in custody, and police say they are here illegally from Guatemala.
So these are from Guatemala. And they're here assaulting women. And they shouldn't be here, but they're here because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Well, listen to this police officer. And he actually calls out the federal government for what they're doing. We don't need another nation invading us. We have the Democrats doing it.
Well, this morning, I'm just here to deliver a message. And the message is, don't think for a minute that what happens at the Mexican border doesn't affect us here. Here you have three illegals that should have never been in this country that have committed a very serious crime, kidnapping and sexual battery of a lady. They shouldn't be here. This is the same thing that we saw where the student was killed by the person that was here illegally. That's why we pay so much attention. Folks, our border is the ocean. There's no fence there. We are the fence. That's why we spend as much time as we do and dedicate resources to stopping people before they get here. In all likelihood, these three people came through Mexico. They didn't come through here. I can tell you that for sure. We would have checked in our database. But for them to be in this country, to be able to commit these type of crimes, is unconscionable. The federal government has put the American people in jeopardy.
The federal government is doing this to us. What does the U.S. Constitution say for you, for I, the American people, when you have a tyrannical government? When you have tyrants running the government, what does the U.S. Constitution say? And this is one of the biggest fears that the Democrats have right now, because they don't want people to know the Constitution. And this is part of the reason why they're trying to do away with the Constitution. He straight up called it out. They're the ones doing this to us, the federal government. Listen to these two young ladies here. They're talking, and to my understanding, the one on the left, she's in Haiti right now, right? She's in Haiti. The one with the white on there, she's in Haiti. Listen to this, because Americans are trying to get out. Watch.
The embassy has not been very helpful at all. In fact, last night and tonight, even a couple of days ago, when you call, they just hang up. You call and it hangs up. All hang up. So it's very, very frustrating. Like, you know, we didn't ever expect to get this close to the violence, but it's depressing. Like every day. I mean, this is day 13. Like, come on. There's got to be something. Can't someone do anything? And then we hear like Kenya's backing out of the deal. And, you know, there's different, you know, things like, I don't know. If the U.S. would just step up and send some something, the gang would hide. They'd run. At least there would be some relief to get some people out.
So let's just pretend that Haiti is Ukraine. Can we do that? Can we do that? Then they'll be willing to send troops. They'll be willing to send more money. They'll be willing to send everything. If we just pretend that it's Ukraine. But see, they're not going to do that. Because Hillary Rodham Clinton has already dried the country out for any resources that they have. And the only reason why Hillary Rodham Clinton was there involved in it, because of the children. She wanted the children. They exported a lot of children from there, and they don't even know where the children are now. Hillary Rodham Clinton is an evil, demonic monster.
Well, listen to this, Will. It says that the billions have been invested in Haiti since 2010, right? Since the earthquake, and have not, and it has not improved the country. Now the U.S. is saying we're going to commit another $333 million to help stabilize Haiti during its current crisis. Now, how does the United States plan on doing that? The government is really been overthrown, basically, right?
They just, it's completely unstable. They just did $300 million in military surplus to Ukraine.
Right.
Right, that they found somewhere. You know, they did their books and said, oh, wait a minute, here's $300 million in bullets and everything else that we can send to Ukraine.
And see, that's
we
almost,
didn't know this was here, so we'll send that.
That's almost the point. We keep sending money to these corrupt countries with no plan to actually help them stabilize. Ukraine, we have no plan to get out of the war or to end the war. Mexico, we give them money and they're still corrupt. And you know what I mean? And so we keep doing this. We have to stop doing this or come up with a plan. I mean,
well, what is it when you keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results? It's the definition of insanity.
100%.
And that's what we're talking about when it comes to the Democrats.
100%.
They're completely insane. Well, you heard the young lady that's in Haiti talking about that she calls the UN, the embassy, or not the UN, but the embassy. She's calling the embassy, and all they're doing is hanging up on her. Hang up. Hello? Hang up. Listen to this. This is the reason why she's getting hung up on. Listen to Biden's White House about this situation. The State Department.
Senator, at the State Department briefing just a short time ago, our Jillian Turner questioning Matt Miller about whether there are any plans to evacuate Americans who are currently in Haiti and want to get out. Listen to this exchange.
No, we are not planning for any. We are not actively planning for any evacuation. And I would remind you and others that Haiti has been a level 4 country with respect to our travel advisor since 2020. So what that means is for 4 years, we have been telling Americans, do not go to Haiti. Do not travel there. It's not safe to do so. And for those who are there, leave as soon as you can feasibly do so without putting yourself at risk.
So you don't anticipate, or put it this way, so no plans to evacuate as of now. Do you anticipate there may be some support for evacuation for those few hundred or however many there are?
We will always provide information to American citizens that reach out to us when we can do so.
You hear me? Now, you just heard the young lady saying every time she calls the embassy, they're hanging up on her. And listen to what he's saying here. He's saying, but if they reach out to us, they'll provide information. They can't get any information. He's lying.
We will always provide information to American citizens that reach out to us when we can do so. For example, if there's information about the operations at the airport that becomes available, we'll make that known to Americans who reach out to us. But we are not actively planning for any evacuation, no.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world is happening? If this was Afghanistan, they would get all the Afghans out. They're bringing all the Haitians. They're bringing them in here, the criminal element. There was also another report where they were showing that, and Ron DeSantis, we looked at it right before we came on. Ron DeSantis, they're reporting in Florida that Haitians are showing up on the coast of Florida with drugs and weapons.
And they have, you know, the funny thing is we're giving Haitians Coast Guard escorts.
Yes.
To the border.
Ray Carr, put the article back up on the screen.
Via Biden's request, right? And we know that Biden, just from that one story, has been flying illegals out of the country to America, and yet you can't get Americans and bring them to America?
320,000 Americans in 2023.
So disgusting.
Without people knowing about it, and they did it so people would not see that number of people crossing the border Joe Biden and the Democrats flew him into the country, various parts of the country, and they can't fly Americans in that are in harm's way. Please help me understand. Help me understand. These people are not for the America that we live in. And they're in office. And you have stupid people voted them into this position. And these same stupid people more likely going to vote for them again. They put him there. Should have never been in the first place, but they put him there. Joe Biden has lost his everlasting mind, but they're still putting him there. Still putting them there. It's disgusting. There's so many battles right now. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going through a battle myself and I need your help. On Thursday, I had a lawyer on and another gentleman on, Jeff and Jason, talking about what Facebook is doing to me. It has nothing to do with Section 230. And I've been asking everyone to go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. And at the top of the page, check out the Give, Send, Go. Check out the Give, Send, Go on the top of my page. I need your help to fight this. I'm calling on God's people to help me. UniteAmericaFirst.com. Go there today. Support me. UniteAmericaFirst.com. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Reveal Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.